We're introduced in Parshat Va'era to the Arba Lashonot Shel Geulah, Votzeiti, Vitzalti, V'Galti, V'Lakachti, and then we have the fifth Lashon, of Eveiti Etchem El Aretz Asher Nasati Et Yadi. It's a Morasha, and Hashem, we're so excited about the fifth Lashon Shel Geulah. And if we look at Perek Vav Pasuk Tet, we're surprised that right afterwards, you would think it would say, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe, and they're excited. But to our surprise, the language of the Pasuk is Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Kenel B'nei Yisrael, that Moshe said, V'lashonot shel Geula, V'lo Shamuel Moshe, Mikotzer Ruach U'me'avodah Kasha. And here, the question is this just a lack of belief? Which is difficult. The Mefarshim say, is it that they don't believe? We know, Vayamein Ha'am, they do believe. So, what does it mean, V'lo Shamuel Moshe? With what are they not listening to Moshe? On one level, it could be now as a result of the Tichbar Avodah, that's the extra Avodah Kasha. However, the Meshech Chachma explains a very important yesod. They believed in Moshe. They believed in the Geula, the concept. However, says the Meshech Chachma, they didn't believe in the long-term picture of Haba'a le'eretz Yisrael. Mikotzer ruach me'avodah kasha, of the difficulties of the day-to-day. Don't tell me big picture. I'm just looking to survive. Just looking to survive. I don't want to hear about haftachot, atidot, uvatzlachot, niflaot. I don't want to hear about this. I just need to survive. This is a major message for us. Are we living a life of just survival? Of just getting through the day? Now, there are times on a day-to-day existence we have to just survive. But what are our aspirations? Being in the Sefer of Galut v'Gula, our message has to be that we have to have the big picture. We have to be able to understand, even if now I live in the Galut, it's a hechetimtza, it's a means to the end. That's not where we as a nation or as individuals belong. But rather, v'lo shamuel Moshe mikotzer ruach me'avodah kasha, the concept of haba l'eretz Yisrael. May we be zoche to not get bogged down in our daily existence, to just survive, but rather really to live, to have those high aspirations. Shabbat shalom.